The Second Lives of Diapers by Martin Coster. Contents. Intro. It All Starts Young. Chapter 1. The Diaper Service. Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Chapter 3. Chapter 4. Chapter 5. Chapter 6. Chapter 7. Meanwhile. Chapter 8. 6 months later. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. An unusual couple. Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Chapter 3. The House of Pooh. Samantha and Carol. 20 Loads. Epilogue. Intro. It is said that writers need to write what they know, so I write about adult babies and diapers and the specific area of this wide lifestyle that affects me. I have written for decades, but just for myself, with the important aspects taking center stage and the less important, like character development, context, and big story arcs, not really being considered. I wrote so that I could convey what is powerful to me, and then so I could reread it and re-experience these things because, for most of us, literature is where we get to live and express those hidden secret needs and desires. I am an adult baby, and have been since my earliest memory. I am a sissy baby, and once again, the feminine has always had an attraction since my toddler years, and as an adult, is a large part of my identity. But I also love diapers. Truly love them, and for me, they are best wet and soiled. In this, I am far from a rarity. I've read many posts that either hint or say explicitly that a diaper isn't right until it is wet, and a dirty diaper is pure heaven. I agree totally. Apart from those times in my life when I wear a diaper for its literal protection from accidents and therefore need it to be dry and hopefully stay that way, family, friends, job, medical appointments, etc. I prefer to wet or soil my diaper as soon as possible. They make a lot more sense to me like that. But my interests are a bit more specific. I like to wear diapers that have been used already. Like most of us, I have often put one of my own wet and dirty diapers back on, but the real thrill for me is to wear someone else's wet or dirty diaper. There are two reactions to this among adult babies. Yuck. Disgusting, and oh yeah. I want that too. Wearing someone else's used diaper is not as rare as I once thought as a teenager whose only real source was used ones. When I read the social media and ABDL sites, I read of many who either want to or already wear used ones. The stories I write are either extensions of reality or near impossible wishful thinking. But in each of them is an element of, I would do that if possible, and I suspect that many abs are the same. In real life, I wear 24/7, but as often as I can, I will have a used diaper inside it for added experience. I won't pretend that it isn't sexual as I masturbate in them every time, but the real driver for it is more primal, more a part of who I am. I hope you enjoy these stories of how diapers are given a second chance at being worn and sometimes a third. To add authenticity to my writing, every story was written when I was wearing someone else's wet diaper. It All Starts Young. Chapter 1. Matt Sutter walked along the road, feeling the usual heaviness and loss of energy. His life seemed boring and lifeless, and he was